Good morning, children. Everyone have a seat. Gal, you can have a seat. How many of you here know who Ellen Gould White is? Probably just older kids have heard of her. Did you know that in the Bible, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, God speaks about prophets? What's a prophet? Does anyone know what it means to prophesy? Devi?
To be a person who follows Jesus.
Definitely, definitely, you follow Jesus. A prophet also is a person who speaks the will, the truth of God to people, quite often about the future, sometimes in the present, sometimes about the past things, sometimes all of it. In our Adventist tradition, we were blessed. We had a prophet. We've had prophets. But there's one prophet who is standing out so much, who had amazing dreams and visions. Did you know in the Old Testament, there was a man named Jacob, and he did something that was kind of bad? How many of you have done something selfish this week with a brother and sister, like taking a toy? Charlie or Pax or Gally or Devi or Jubilee, any of you? No? Oh, good. That's great. Have you ever been kind of selfish and you took a toy from someone and then you felt bad about it and then you kind of got in trouble and you got put in time out or you got grounded from something and you feel kind of lonely and you feel kind of embarrassed? Well, in the Old Testament, in Genesis 28, there was a man named Jacob, and he had done something that was kind of mischievous, and he tricked his brother, and he kind of tricked his dad too. And his mom was kind of in on it, but we won't talk about that. But he went out into the wilderness because he felt bad, and he was scared for his life. He was scared, and he went out into the night, and he was going to fall asleep, so he had to find a place to sleep. Have you ever been outside at night and thought about what it would have to be like if we didn't have a house and you had to sleep outside at night? What would you use as a pillow? In this story, Jacob used a rock. Is that what you said? Good. Have you heard of this story? Jacob had to use a rock for a pillow. He was all by himself. Isn't that so sad? Everyone say, "Oh, that's so sad." He was all by himself. Can you imagine William being out by himself without his dad or his siblings or mother, and he got to sleep by himself? What would you do? You would feel so lonely. And then if you had done something bad, you would feel bad for it too. Well, guess what? He used a rock, a stone as a pillow, and he fell asleep. And just like we talked about Ellen G. White having visions, Jacob had a vision. Out of the heavens opened up a ladder, and the ladder was set on the earth, and he saw angels going up and going down on the ladder. Isn't that amazing? And God talked to him, and God confirmed that his promise was going to pass from his father through him, and that he hadn't forsaken him, and Jacob was sorry for what he did, and he was going to do right. But that ladder was an amazing thing. And you know what it foretold? Does anyone know John chapter 1, verse 1? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was.
That's right. In the very beginning. What's Genesis chapter 1, verse 1? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Jesus was there. And guess what? Jesus was in Jacob's story too, because you know what? In John chapter 1, verse 51, Jesus talks about this person seeing him hereafter, seeing angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man, and that was Jesus. So that was foreshadowing Jesus. That's an amazing prayer. God speaks to us in prayers to let us know sometimes what's going on in the future, to assure us. Sometimes our dreams are just dreams. Ellen G. White had a very special dream one time in 1904, a long time ago, 120 years ago. Have y'all ever heard of the Titanic? Did you know what happened to the Titanic? Who knows what happened to the Titanic? William?
There was a big chunk of ice in the water, and it broke apart.
Yeah, what broke the most? The iceberg or the ship? The ship.
What they broke? The ship broke and sinks.
It did sink. That's terrible. So, that was 1915. 1904, Ellen G. White had a very, very vivid dream. There was a huge ship. And then all of a sudden, someone cried out. There was a person way up on the mast, and there was a lookout. And they said, "There's an iceberg right in front of us." And the ship's captain said, "Meet it." What does it mean when you say meet it? If I go and meet you at Chuck E. Cheese, what does that mean? We're going to have some unhealthy food, right? Yeah. If I'm going to meet you at church, we're going to meet. You know what? He didn't say go around it. He said meet it. And so the person steering the ship put it into full blast speed and steered right into the middle of it. And what happened? In her dream, that iceberg broke apart. And the ship was rattled and everyone shook and almost fell over. And some people probably did fall over. But the ship was safe. Even though it was damaged, it made it through. And Ellen White says, if they had made the decision to try to go around it and not face that iceberg, the ship would be torn apart. And guess what happened in 1915? The Titanic captain tried last minute to go around it, and it tore that ship apart. When we have sin in our lives, we meet it head on. Does that make sense? Don't run for it. Galilee, what is it you like to say when you're in trouble and you don't want to face it?
Forget.
Yes. Galilee will say as cute a voice as she can, "Forget." Hoping we will just forget that she did something wrong. And she says it's so cute, she almost gets out of trouble. The best thing we can do is face our sin head on. Jubilee, did you have a dream this week? Where did you go in your dream? Jubilee told us on Wednesday, and Mommy and I were freaking out. She had a dream. She went to heaven. She's 4 years old. Jubilee, who did you see in heaven?
Angels.
Were the angels boys and girls or what?
Just boys.
Just boys. And who spoke to you?
God.
God. And what did God say to you?
I'll be back soon.
That's amazing. And when we tried to ask her for a bunch of more details, she said, it's a surprise. And at that point, we're freaking out. Thank you for sharing, Jubilee. So, do what? Who's going to pray? You're definitely going to pray. So, let me tell you about one more vision. Okay, this is for you guys today. Ellen White had a vision about scales. And scales are what we use to weigh things. All right, it's like two hands. When one is heavy, the other one goes up, like this. And Ellen said, especially for the youth, you guys are the youth. How many of you are young? Referring to you young people, she said, this was especially for the young. An angel of the Lord held up the scales, and in one hand, all the things that were worldly, that we were interested in, that like games and videos and wearing nice clothes or having a good reputation or being cool or all that stuff was in one hand. And the other scale was everything that we were interested in that was godly, like pursuing God's character, reading his word. And the heavy one, which one was it, do you think, in the dream? Just guess. The good one or the bad one? It was the bad one, and it was very sad. And today, our youth are predominantly in this world caring only about worldly things. And you know what? The angel asked, can this person go to heaven if the scale is weighed in favor of earthly interests? And no, certainly not, was the answer. So children, your interests, the things that you're interested in, what do you want to do the most? It's okay for you guys to want to play. It's so healthy. But when you guys... Charlie, what did you guys have to do with screens lately? He said detox. You guys had to detox from screens. You know what? We were in this mode a while back of letting screens babysit our children. You know, when we get home from work, I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. Here, you guys, take a screen. And you try to put on YouTube Kids or something like that. But you know what? A long time ago, we realized YouTube Kids is not for kids. There's bad stuff on there, really bad stuff. Our interests need to be for godly things, godly music, godly study, godly behavior, all that stuff, and loving one another. So, guys, this story is getting long, 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 but let's close it up. Which scale is heavier in your life, the worldly things or godly things? We need to make that right, okay? Everyone say, yes, sir. Okay, everybody, who wants to pray? All right, I know you wanted to pray first.
Dear God, thank you for the day. Thank you for the church, and God, and the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this day.
Amen. Anyone else? One more.
Dear God, thank you. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for the church. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, bless these babies. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you, kids. Let's go back to our seats.